Radio.
Remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Uh-oh, I put the lid on!
It's getting a faggot, Jim.
Rex the Detective.
Seaman Trucking. We'll pack your shit for you.
Go down to Pound Town? Into Pound Town?
Dysfunctional.
I see Janet Reno in a pink bunny suit rappelling out of a helicopter with an AR-15, and I'm like, this is fucking fantastic.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
We are extra disgruntled tonight.
I like the feeling between my butt cheeks.
I have to walk around the store with a mug, and people are like, oh, what are you doing? Drinking coffee? Like, no, I'm promoting DB. I could use the promo code Marquee and get 0% off.
Ah, hey, DV, you want to see how smart you are? Click on my ring.
Yes.
Get a little bit of foreskin in with that.
He does talk a lot about his grandma's titties.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably heard a lot worse out of me.
I didn't see a box from Tasteful Treasures.
Oh, jeez. Syrup up my mouth a little.
That reminds me of a Marine joke.
We'll talk quietly amongst ourselves. Good thing we didn't say you better tune in. This is one for the record books. You don't want to miss it.
It's time to get swinging at the Barracks Party.
It is a Barracks Party. It's a Memorial Day Barracks Party right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's May 30th, 2022. Vonner Wood, we got a full house tonight. Starting with the sizzling man up in Alaska, even though it's cold as fuck. Because he's made of bacon. It's oink.
No, it's 74. It's pretty nice out.
Whatever.
You know, ain't that hot humidity, you know, rainy, sticky shit y'all got going on down there.
Right. Yeah, man, it's a dry heat.
We got the reiteration of Howlin' Mad Murdoch because he's PTS dog. It's Joaquin Watai.
Howdy.
For kids that don't get that reference, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, right? Who doesn't know who Howlin' Mad Murdoch is?
Well, there's going to be some fucking child out there. What's the Murdoch?
I got your Murdoch.
We've got the salty, sweet nut man himself, Jason Autry from Southern Death Sweets.
Fucking nuts, man.
that's his introduction.
That's all I got. I mean, nuts is all I know. So
we've got a man that causes more death and destruction than anybody else, including DV6. It's Mr. Mayhem.
Amen. That's right. Kill them all, let God sort them out. No, and I just want to let you know, Jason, yours are my favorite nuts.
Hey, everybody loves putting Jason's nuts in their mouth.
Yep. I throw cinnamon and rum on mine.
And
well, I put some more up on the website tonight. So I'm saying, if you want some spicy nuts,
And we've
just
got
like, just like the dealer on the corner.
He's got one more person to introduce, so shut the fuck up, everybody.
No, let's just keep talking. Fuck it. I'm sure she don't give a shit. She's just like, I'm here for the ride. Anyway, we've got the wonderful everybody's mama, Miss Festa. How you doing, Mama P?
I'm doing good. How is everybody?
We're well, live.
I'm alive. Yeah, I'm alive. Haven't killed anybody today, so that's a good thing, I guess.
I ain't got no reason to kill nobody. But is anybody else? Have you killed anybody lately?
The night's still young. It's only 4 o'clock here in Alaska.
Yeah,
yeah, it's 8 o'clock here.
Yeah, it's not 9 o'clock here yet. So it's Memorial Day barracks party. We try to do this every year. I don't think we've missed one yet since 2016 when I started it. So fingers crossed that we never miss it. And if we miss it, we'll make it up to you somehow. But Brad Stinson couldn't be with us, and I don't know if he wants me to tell everybody this, but I'm going to embarrass the fuck out of him. He's messaged me on Zoom and said, "Hey dudes, I hate to do this last minute, but I'm sick as fuck. Was hoping I would be able to join, but can't stay out of the bathroom for more than 5 minutes." And I was like, totally understandable, brother. So Brad Stinson, the mortgage marine, won't be on tonight, sadly. I don't know if anybody else is going to join us. Google said she would be on around 2030. I don't know. We was hoping Sergeant War Dog would be in on with us tonight, but we've not heard from him today. I hope everything's going good with him. I think Recoil's with his family. I was waiting for Tattooed Freak to hit us up, but he said nothing. You dickwad motherfucker, where the fuck you at? I thought he would hop in, but even when I make a post on Facebook saying, "Hey, contact myself or Oink," nobody contacts us. Yeah, so you don't check your emails.
He was busy beating his
meat. You don't check your emails. You don't check your fucking Facebook. Fuck you all. And Tattooed Freak was doing his meat earlier, and I mean that. Literally, he was cooking his meat. couldn't help myself. I had to talk about how thick, hot, and juicy it looked. Everybody's listening, saying, "What the fuck is this shit? This isn't DV radio." Yes, it is. It's DV radio. can I get a link? Hey, Oink, how about you send Google that link? Because I'm lazy. I'm not going to send it to her. Fuck it. And she would turn that stupid security protocol off of her goddamn laptop for school. Maybe she could get Zoom downloaded. But no, she's got to use the browser. Oh, my God. Anyway, yes, it's Memorial Day, officially. It's Monday. May 30th. It's the last Monday of May each year until they change it, because I'm sure they will for some stupid ass reason. We talked a little bit Saturday with Brad Stinson of 92 for 22, the Mortgage Marine, and his assistant, who is a Gold Star mother, Melissa. We talked about Memorial sister. Day. Huh?
Gold Star sister. It was her brother that was killed in action.
What did I say?
Mother.
Okay. Gold Star sister. I apologize, Melissa, if you're listening. I'm sorry.
Love you.
It's been a long fucking day. So to understand how fucked my day's been, because I woke up sort of happy. Not really. This morning at what, 2 o'clock my time, Mike, I messaged you.
Yep.
So, oh, Betsy. I messaged Oink this morning. And I was like, so I'm having trouble with Facebook. I cannot see the scheduled post I made for today's show. And I was like, watch it in case I'm not around for it to come on or to pop up and post at 12 o'clock. Well, luckily, I didn't sleep that long. And I was like, dude, I'm up. I'm watching it. It never posted. So I had to manually post it. And then I had to reschedule some other shit. Anyway, so that happened. Then I'm sitting here. I went to the websites to get some information because I didn't know it off the top of my head. GVFarm.org wasn't working. I was like, fucking internet. And I was like, just for shits and giggles, let's look at DV radio. Not working. Holy fuck. So I go to dysfunctionalveterans.com. Not working.
And like, YouTube's working, Facebook's working, Twitter's working, everything's working for me. Except the DV sites. Come to find out, the fucking sites are down. We don't know why. We don't know what happened. Me and the webmaster was like, what the fuck?
You guys spammed.
I don't know what it was.
Phishing sites.
But it was like an hour long. And I'm sitting here, I was like, God, I just knew that they wouldn't come up in time for the show. But they came back online. So yeah, we had some other shit I had to deal with that I'm not going to talk about. But oh my God, today of all days. But before I go any further, we got the best author writing the best books. It's Bess Ross. Hey, girl, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm great now.
His day.
It's been a minute. Where you been?
Life, man. Just life.
Is life?
Definitely wanted to come in on say hi to y'all. Memorial Day. I wasn't sure if I should schedule with y'all because I wasn't sure what my schedule would be. But I definitely wanted to come on real quick and at least say hi.
Well, we do definitely need to either get you on an actual live Barracks Talk or do a recording or something soon because we miss you.
I know, it's been a long time.
I know it has. I was actually looking the other day because somebody was asking.
Oh, so she has never been in the same episode that I've ever been in with y'all. Like ever.
Yep. It's crazy. And I'm just like, wow, it's already end of May and I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, how's things with the family?
Everything's good. Just living that country life and trying to take it one day at a time. Sometimes easier said than done, but you know, life happens.
Wasn't one day at a time a soap opera?
I don't think so.
I feel like it was. I might be wrong. I could be wrong.
And maybe something similar, but I don't think it was called that.
I think it was a sitcom. In
maybe
the
it
70s,
was.
Dude.
Maybe it's sitcom.
I don't know. I feel like it was some sort of show. It just felt appropriate that you said that, and our lives are literally a fucking show.
Literally, hey. Fucking soap opera sometimes too.
Hey, yeah,
no, yep. Shit show is more appropriate.
All of the above, yes.
Oh my God! So, have you got any more degrees lately? Because I know you were working on like 15 more the last time we talked.
Hey, I got my bachelor's back in December. I'm working on, I will have to pay for my master's. So that's the problem. I am going to go for my master's. I just have to pay for it out of pocket. So it's, I'll probably have to take one or two classes at a time to be able to get through it. But my master's, that'll be the end.
How many do you
maybe
have?
Maybe more certifications and other things, but as far as actual degrees, that'll be
certifications and other what else is there for you to certify in? I think you've done everything.
There is so much to learn out there, okay?
The only thing you lack is a Space Force door gunner certification. Like,
hey, bring it on. Let's do it. Add that to the list. Oh my God.
You
really
would.
Don't want to be part of that. They fall on
meanwhile,
your
I dropped
fuck
out
that.
Of college for heating and air conditioning. I couldn't take
hey,
it.
That's okay, though. That's especially
yeah,
if you're making it
work. Why would anybody
work.
Want to go to the desert?
Oh, my God. How's Fight 4 going?
Very, very slow. when you've got businesses, jobs, and kids, it's very hard to just sit down and write. But I got to do a little bit of writing over this past week. So, but it's slowly come together. But plus, it's also the final book. So I want it to be like perfect as possible.
Right. Are you still planning a release for this year? Or are you moving it back? Or
it'd probably be next year. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I just wing it. But I also don't want to rush art. You can't rush art. So I don't want to just force it.
And most books take more than a year to write.
Well, yeah, but you know. Still, it's my other books. I wrote a book a year, and then, but with this one being the final one and kind of bringing everything together, I didn't want to rush it. I wouldn't want to rush it anyway.
Understandable. Maybe you and JJ and Mike can all get together and do something together book wise one day, because that would be awesome to have you three to write something together.
I'm sure there's something we can come up with.
What do you think,
Jay? It's an interesting idea.
Three veterans writing.
I've not got a lot of inspiration to write recently because I'm too pissed off at the whole community.
Look,
hey, that is sometimes is the fuel.
I was getting ready to say there's so much shit going on in the world, it makes me want to write so I can make my own fucking reality.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong there. I'm just so thoroughly disgusted with the service dog community that I just don't even want to be a part of it, you know?
I think what keeps me going as a creator slash artist slash whatever the fuck you want to call me, asshole, I don't care, is the fact that every piece of art I see isn't really unique. It's so many parts of a piece of other art smashed together. It's like, I made this. It's like, no, you just took 15 Disney characters and 13 fucking Marvel characters and then made Earth and put them together. I want to see something. I want to see and read and look at something that's not been done before. You know what I mean?
You know, that's one of the things that I've been working really hard at with my woodworking is with my wood turning is trying to come up with things, designs and things that are not derivative. Mm-hmm. But I'm also finding that you can only make a lidded box that's, you know, so many different shapes, right? But I'm finding that developing a technique and a style that is as clean as possible is probably the most challenging thing that I'm working on right now. It's not necessarily that I'm creating new bizarre mm-hmm. designs as much as I'm learning better ways to make the things I make. And as I don't want to say master, because I don't think I'll ever be a master, because there's always something new to learn. But as I advance my techniques, the designs change, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think,
but that's, it's, I mean, there's no new thing under the sun. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to create something completely new and different. So a lot of those things that I strive to do is not to be derivative.
I think there are certain aspects in certain artistic worlds where, yes, it's very hard to come up with something that's never been done or to do something and not have somebody say, oh, you stole that from so-and-so and you don't even know who the fuck or what the fuck they're talking about, right? But with that, like you said, developing your style puts such a unique spin and twist on anything that you create. And most people that have an eye understand the differences in your lid top box compared to Pottery Barn's lid top box. Like, take Made in China off of it and then just look at the lid top box side by side.
Well, definitely you can. I think that my work is definitely distinct and stands apart from sweatshop factory. Mm-hmm. Crap.
Yeah.
If only in the fact that its finish is far superior. It might be the exact same shape bowl, mm-hmm. but what you're going to pick up in your hand is going to be such a much finer and more refined piece of woodwork than something that was turned out in a sweatshop by a guy who makes 13 of them an hour. Well, you know.
With that in mind, take a look at Betsy's fight series. What I've got to read of it. I'm sorry, I've not read all of them yet. God, get off my
take
back.
Take my head. 3-4 years later.
Right?
Look at
I've
her.
Read a couple times. No, I'm just kidding.
If you look at her writing style, the descriptive word plays, the dialogue, everything in there, I haven't seen another author do the way she does it. Mike Gordia, the way he writes his books. Nobody does it like it. Like, I've read a lot of history shit and I'm just like, this is dull, but it's interesting, so I'll keep going. Whereas Mike, you're like, dude, I want to keep going. And the same with Betsy. It's like, oh my God, I know that I'm sitting in this room on the edge of this bed and I see those walls. And I know that's a specific spot because it is in the first book. But that, like, that style of Betsy, that style of Mike, that style of JJ, what's his name that done the Grand Budapest Hotel, his fucking style, like, you know somebody's style when you see it or you read it. And I think that that in of itself makes that piece of art unique. Am I wrong?
Meanwhile, I failed ninth grade literature like three times, so writing is out of the works for me.
I don't know. Did you see some of those fucking paintings that are called art and somebody just threw some fucking shit on a piece of paper and said it was art?
Yeah, just look up any news website these days. One of the major ones. Go to CNN.com. Read five. I challenge you. Go to CNN. Read five articles, headline and all. Read five articles, and don't find at least a dozen grammatical errors. I challenge you. I cannot believe how we've gone from when I went to journalism school. They taught us that we needed to write at a ninth grade level because that was the kind of the level playing field everybody was capable of comprehending what you were putting on paper.
Yeah. I wouldn't know what a grammatical error looked like if it bit me in the ass. Okay?
Man, I'm telling. Well, see, that's just it. If you go read CNN.com or FoxNews.com, right? If you go read, it probably makes sense to you. You're saying I don't know grammar. You'd probably fit right in with it because they're. I swear to God, they're writing at a fifth grade level.
I swear to God. I remember this thing. It has been dumbed
down so much.
Yeah.
The only ones I'm going to point out is there, and there, and two, two, and two.
Your and your, right? Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I want to kill a motherfucker.
Like my biggest one to pick out is when people use two.
And then those motherfuckers.
T-O-O, all wrong.
And then those motherfuckers who put you are, and it's supposed to be universal.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's just two letters. It's not a word unless you're naming an ancient place in the Middle East, which was Ur of the Chaldees.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a word. That's two letters.
All right, I do not like abbreviations. Like one of my biggest pet peeves is when people constantly use like LOL. Fucking God, I hate that shit. I never use it. I hate it.
I mean, I don't mind that. I hate the fact that it's changed from lots of love to laugh out loud, but whatever.
I mean, why don't you just say ha ha?
I do ha ha, but it gets old having to do any of them at the end of the day, right? I actually want to laugh.
I remember the days of LMFARotfl.
Oh my God. You guys need to look up Rofflemow. Rofflemao. The music, the video. It's fucking it's from World of Warcraft days. It's fucking hilarious. Anyway, we're here to talk about Memorial Day.
Speaking of twists, y'all talking about putting twist on writing. You know how hard it is to put a fucking twist on a cookie? A plain ass chocolate chip cookie or nuts?
I mean,
shit's hard to put a special touch on.
Make it with love, dude.
I'm not going there. I'm not touching that.
I had a lot of things that I was going to say, but yes, tattoo. The internet is for porn. That's a good one too. The internet is for porn.
Finally.
Anyway, I need to stop. I need to stop.
Hey, you can't say salty nuts in your mouth unless you've had my salty nuts in your mouth. So,
well, I mean, you know.
So
honestly, I always wanted to do the PR for a woman named Deirdre who made nut based sweets because I always wanted to be the marketing director for Dee's Nuts.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know, I got shirts on my website now that say put these nuts in your mouth. I really do.
Now I'm going to have to buy one. Shit.
They're there. All sizes available.
That's what she said. Let's do you guys want to talk about what you've been doing today in observance of Memorial Day and what it means to you, or just reminisce on Memorial Day stuff, or what do you want to do?
I personally like to keep it comical, but that's just my two cents.
Well, I'm saying keep it fucking fun. I didn't say fucking be dark, depressing, and I'm your father kind of shit. Like, come on now. So who do we want to start with? Eeny, meeny, I don't know. Let's not go dead. To Mayhem.
Okay. I'll take it. The wheel landed on me.
Yeah. You want to talk about Memorial Day, what you do for Memorial Day, what it means to you?
Well, I don't do much of anything any day.
I don't either.
To be honest about it. I went out and did some yard work today and enjoyed the 84 degree weather and the 70% humidity for about 15 minutes.
I mean, I don't do anything either. If you listen to people, I just sleep all day.
Yeah. And then I called a guy and had him come cut my grass for me. But other than that, Memorial Day, it's something important in my family. I mean, I have two great uncles, twin brothers who were killed in World War II within 8 weeks of the end of the war.
Jesus.
Both of them were on the final push through the Rhineland and the Ruhr Valley. One was a sergeant and awarded a Silver Star, and the other was a private first class. So we heard about it every year, religiously. My grandmother didn't talk very much, but when she did, she mentioned her brothers. So it's important, but I mean, it's not, that's not to be a downer. That's to honor their memory. I mean, without men like that that went and fought and gave their lives, who knows where we'd be right now in this country.
Definitely.
Or the free world.
Right. Is there something that you hope your family carries on 10, 15 generations from now that you do or you have taught them or anything when it comes to Memorial Day?
Well, I honor the flag every day, but I mean, on Memorial Day, it's really important to remember what it means.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't even know. Do they say the Pledge of Allegiance in school anymore?
I think there's very few that does it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened Friday. Nevermore's son graduated high school Friday. We did it at the football stadium at the high school. There is no flagpole in the stadium. They did not start with the national anthem. And the flagpole had been removed from the stadium. I can't tell you how absolutely disturbing it was not to have the national anthem. I was in the band that played the national anthem at my senior graduation. I played it, the national anthem at graduation all 4 years I was in high school. And usually the middle school came up and augmented the high school band. So I played it 6 years in a row, the high school graduations. There was no national anthem this year. And this is North Carolina. But apparently now we're woke enough that the flag isn't presented and there's no national anthem. And this school has an NJROTC program. And I just, Memorial Day is painful this year.
Which means they get federal funding.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's just wrong. And I saw today, I mean, Steve Kerr now, not to mention the other side, but I mean, he's out there now saying he don't know if they're going to play the national anthem at their basketball games now because of the gun control problem in this country. I mean, really? And how many people follow... How many today's generation follow professional basketball?
Yeah, I think personally on days like that out of sports of it, I think we need to leave politics out of it. Personally, that's why I get upset over stuff, but I'm totally with trying to keep as much educational observance and meaning behind today going. And I think that's what needs to Hey, Don, I think we need way more education on Memorial Day and and stuff like that. And it needs to start at home and then go into school and all that.
Yeah, that's just it. Is if the schools aren't even presenting the national anthem at graduation, what's their incentive? I mean, this shit has gotten somewhere that the woke agenda is wiping out the fact that there wouldn't be a woke agenda if it wasn't for the United States of America. You know, they wouldn't have the freedom to think the way they do and vote the way they do and write their little woke policies if it wasn't for the fact that men and women laid their lives down in the field since the 1700s in the name of liberty. And this, well, you know, it was the young man's high school graduation. So he wanted me to wear my fuck Joe Biden t-shirt, and I didn't, because I wasn't there to draw attention to me. It was for him. It was his day. But at the same time, a lot of me wished I was wearing my fuck Joe Biden t-shirt.
Yeah,
because that was the most ridiculous. I am absolutely befuddled how in the Bible Belt in North Carolina, in the South, we've gotten to the point where high schools are no longer flying the flag at a graduation, or even, I mean, they removed the flagpoles from the football stadium. Never went to a high school football game, hockey game, soccer game, or basketball game when I was growing up, where they didn't start with the national anthem. Never. That was unheard of. Now we took the flag out of the stadium in case somebody gets offended. Are you fucking kidding me?
What I love about my small town, we still do that. Matter of fact, our high school mascot is the Redskins. You know how many schools are changing their mascot names over something like that?
Yeah, what kills me is that most of the tribes were like, keep it. It's part of our heritage. Call them the Washington Redskins. It calls attention to our history.
It's kind of like Atlanta Braves. You know, people have been pushing for them to change it, but right now they're still like, no, we're not changing it.
Didn't the Kansas City Chiefs buckle and change from the Chiefs?
No, I don't know Cleveland about the Chiefs. The Cleveland Indians and the Washington Redskins football team.
Yeah. I mean, at some point we need to realize that erasing our history kind of defeats our future. But we keep hiding the past, and we're doomed to repeat it if we don't learn from it.
And don't tell all the cancel culture that Covington, Georgia, right next to me, still has a statue of freaking Robert E. Lee in the square.
I don't want to say loose lips sink ships, Jason, but, you know.
This is the interwebs. It's done been said now.
Yeah, it'll disappear in the middle of the night like all the rest of them do.
So,
see.
Let's have a fun story from somebody. Let's stop the politics. God damn it. Let's make it fun.
Good news, Bo.
Good news.
The good news is the race team is doing really well.
Oh, okay. Well,
half of it at least. Brady, our primary driver, he's graduating high school next week. Cool. He's been able to drive to school for the last year. So the last 3 years of racing is now getting pretty interesting. They made some good changes to the car. We're really performing well. We're running third in the points now out of 34 cars. So he's doing really well. The 15 car that just started this year, Hunter Rasmussen, he's 14 years old. He's learning how to drive, but he's had a couple of incidents this year already, and he's pretty banged up right now. His last one was a mechanical failure and sent him head on into the wall, but he walked away from it. He's doing good. Both of them running the DV Farm logo. We race in Northern Indiana, Montpelier Raceway, not too far from Ohio border, and Gas City on I-69 from between Indianapolis and Fort Wayne. If you get in the area, come check us out. But we're doing good.
Nice. Love hearing that. I can't wait to see what those guys do. That's awesome. It is. It makes me happy because I remember going to the dirt track races and shit like that when I was growing up. And I miss that so damn much. Like tractor pulls and all that too. Oh my God. Late model races. Oh, anyway, I'm fucking too much room in this. I'm going back to my childhood. So who can keep it upbeat? Go.
I've got some good news.
Okay.
We're closing on our first house ever in 3 weeks. 3 weeks Sweet. From tomorrow.
Congratulations. I like it.
Excited.
I like it. Speaking from
a very selfish point of view, I have a 32x24 shop.
At the new place?
Yep.
Sweet.
Two full garage bay doors and then a regular person sized door. And then there's a third bay door on the backside of the shop opening out into the woods, essentially.
I like how you say regular size person door.
Yeah, it's like regular person size door.
You know.
We got a hobbit size door.
It's a regular person.
Well, I'm going to put hobbit doors in pretty much everywhere so that the fur balls can come in and out whenever they want to.
That's great.
And they have to be hobbit sized because Munchie is not small.
No.
Jesus. But you need that. You really do.
Munchie uses a regular person size door.
Pretty much, yeah.
You do need that for the woodworking, though. I mean, people don't realize how much room you take up really quickly when you're woodworking.
I've seen that shop you use now, and it's like tiny.
It's a freaking closet. I've got like a 10x10 space in a 10x20 shed.
Have you ever followed that one guy, the blind woodsman?
Yeah.
I love watching, like, one of my favorite things when she goes out of shit. Let's see if the lights are on or off today.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Blind, so.
Did you guys
John.
Go ahead.
His name's John.
John. Something. No, I'm not, I'm not talking about John.
Something like that.
I'm talking about
John Furness. Yeah.
Yeah. I bought a bowl from him for my brother because my brother really likes him and follows him. But his shit, he restocks like every Sunday and it sells within 5 minutes. He sells out.
That's awesome.
And I managed to get a Sapele bowl from him.
He told a great joke one time. He asked his wife, how many blind people does it take to change a light bulb? And she said, how many? And he said, none. It's your problem.
I don't know if he, I'm sure you know his story, how he became blind.
Yeah. He's a great mental health advocate. I do follow him and I enjoy seeing him.
He tried to, clock out of life and it caused him to go blind. And now he's been doing woodworking for years and his shit is amazing for being blind. Like he makes people who can see look bad.
Yeah, he does.
I forget, since we're talking woodworking, Norm Abram is doing his last show of This Old House very soon this year. You guys remember that show? The New Yankee Workshop in This Old House?
Yeah, like that's an old show.
It is, dude. It came out in fucking 70-something.
Right, I
just remember growing up watching it. Tell you what show I miss is the Red Green Show.
It first came out in 1979, dude. So it's a pretty fucking old show. It's been going since then. It's never stopped. So. That show is old. Show. Y'all remember
that one? The Red Green Show?
Yeah, me and... I think me and Rico were talking about that.
If the women don't find you handsome, they can at least find you handy.
Yeah. We got
some, staying up late watching that on public television.
We got some new additions to the show. We got, is that Carla Dimitz?
Hello, can you hear me?
It is.
Hey, hello.
Howdy doody. How you doing?
She's the only one worthy of looking at, so that's why she gets the camera.
Well, she's got the lovely Miss Penny there with her, so of course.
Yeah.
She's so adorable.
Yeah, the Legion put on a great Memorial Day ceremony here at the Veteran Cemetery, and I gave a talk on veteran suicide awareness.
Awesome. 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 How you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good. The summer season is here in Alaska, so I'll be doing my job as a trail guide.
Sure, any, to be on the show too.
Demands treats.
Well, that's awesome.
No, hey. Yeah, the weather here was great today. Got a ton of tourists out here. Yeah, it's been a great time. Oh, I don't know if any of you follow her page, but Eskimo Libertarian came down to Seward, so we got to hang out for a bit.
Cool. Nice. Oink, are you going to go on a trail with Carla or anything?
Shit, I would love to hook up. I mean, I'm still up here in, you know, Palmer area, so.
But I mean,
but
you know.
But a couple hour drive.
You going to do walking or are you going to get airlifted?
Well, you know, that may be the story. My hike may be from the parking lot to say hi and then back to the car, you know?
No, that's awesome.
I'm going to be moving to Wasilla later on this summer.
I don't know if I'd say sorry or.
Yeah, hubby got stationed in Anchorage. So, yeah. But it's crazy because we're using my VA loan to get a house. But all the houses in Anchorage that were looking good for us, they all have earthquake damage. So it's cash only.
Yeah.
So we were really slim. And every time we'd find a house that would work, boom, it was gone. They're going so fast. So it's like, well, let's see what's in Palmer and Wasilla. So in this house,
the market is freaking insane right now.
It's so saturated.
He's a VA loan to get my house. And God, they want to know every little detail. I mean, compared to a normal loan, it was God awful. And the worst part was our underwriter quit like just a month before closing or so. So we had to resubmit almost all our paperwork.
Oh, no.
And they wanted to know new stuff and all that. It was
Get up with Brad Stinson, the is it Mortgage Marine?
Mortgage
it,
Marine.
Always get
a mortgage. I don't plan on ever taking out another mortgage again. I'm going to die in this house. I'm not doing this shit again.
They're fucking great. That's all they do. He's a VA home loan officer, and he does
he's
everything.
A loan officer, yeah. And Kenny Merlot, he's partners with him. He's the actual real estate agent. And between the two, their knowledge is just
phenomenal. Our real estate agent was great, and her husband did the mortgage part, but it was the underwriter. That was awful. Oh my God. The first underwriter was great. The second one, and we only had like a month till closing. It's like, oh, we need this and that and that and this and that. And this was just a few months after my accident too. So they want to know, okay, where'd this money come from? This settlement money, this workers' comp money and all that. I'm like, and it's just, yeah.
I'm not comfortable sharing about how much money I have. That is my business.
I hate that. I hate when anybody asks that for anything. I don't care if it's for me to get the lottery winnings. Don't ask me how much fucking money.
Well, the worst part was that, you know, I had been getting my workers' comp checks at the time from where I had my accident at work. And then all of a sudden I took the settlement and they went, oh, where did this giant lump of money come from?
Well, I came across a kilo of crack cocaine, and you see what happened was.
If you want to go into funny stories, I can tell you one about that. I know it's like drugs and Memorial Day and funny stories, but I had repos for about a few years, and we were down in how many of you are familiar with areas of Georgia at all?
I know that the part that I went through was fucking swamp.
Okay, you're in South Georgia then. Anyway, so we have a little area called College Park. Not so great. Anyway, so it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Me and my partner repoed a car out of an apartment complex, and this other car starts following us out of the complex, flashing his lights. I'm like, gosh. So he pulls over. And you're not supposed to have a gun in a DOT car, but it's one of those things I'd rather be tried by 12 and carried by 6. So he pulls up. And anyway, I'm like, he's like, no, I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. He's like, I just want to get some stuff out of my car. So I'm like, well, let's pull up here into the light. He's like, no, can I just get it out real quick? And I was already kind of sketchy at this point. This motherfucker goes into the trunk and pulls out about 4 kilos of coke. I'm like, yep, I'm glad I let you get that shit out.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody else is going to be chasing my ass down the road and ain't going to be so nice.
Remind me not to stop in that neck of the woods of Georgia next time.
Oh, don't ever stop in College Park, East Point. just all those Hateville, Riverdale, they're all awful.
I was down at, is it Irwin? No. Is it?
whatever that place is for redeployment when you come back from Iraq. I remember that. And it was down there and it was so muggy in the middle of February. I was like, it'll be nice and cold. Nope, it was muggy in Georgia and the swamp sucked. But we got Google. Google, how you been? You're muted. So unmute so you can be like, hey.
I know I'm muted. Thanks. Jeez.
Well, how you doing?
I'm all right, I suppose.
How's things at the farm?
Busy.
You know,
I don't like weather. I'm like done with the summer.
So we need to talk. We need to talk because we scheduled 2 live videos last week and we only done one.
I know. And
we rescheduled the second one and it didn't happen. And then I was like, I don't know what happened to Nita.
Well, I know tomorrow he's not around. So we'll have to wait until Wednesday.
Okey-dokey.
I'll make it happen though.
Okie dokie. Well, just mess everything up. Mess everybody's plans up. I understand. It's okay.
You're welcome. Jesus. Do what I can to help.
Jesus. All right.
What do you want me to say?
Be honest. No, how's Gabby? Because we've seen her take a ride today, and that was cute and funny. And oh my God, it was awesome.
Oh man, I've got to put that on the farm page.
Oh, you did? I thought you did. That's why I mentioned it. I thought I haven't been on. I haven't looked at anything since. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see if I can upload it right now.
Yeah, it will. It'll probably kick her out. That's what it'll do because it did the last time when Six was uploading something. It kicked her out.
No, it's not going to.
Okay. No. Who's got a story?
Honestly, Gabby never rides on the back of the truck like that. Like, that's her first time.
That was hilarious. She acted like she'd done it 100 times.
I know.
Because I was like, oh, she must do that a lot. And then I was like, wait, I've never seen her on the back because they would have shown us that a long time ago. Or Six would have been like, Bo, you won't believe what happened today.
This is the first time that she's done that. Normally, she, as soon as you start moving, she will run to go through the little window.
Mm-hmm. And come back inside. Is it just because it was a pretty day or...
I don't know. She was being weird today. It was funny, though. Funny, weird.
Well, that's like Scooby. She said, hey, for like 15 minutes straight to me and my mom. Like, she wouldn't stop. She'd be like, hey, 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 hey. That's all she'd done for 15 minutes straight. So my mom went over there and she started to... You could tell she was getting ready to scream. So my mom got the spray bottle and sprayed her and she done like a little dog. Like she was like, oh, you ass, stop spraying me. But yeah.
That's funny.
When it gets hot, she gets weird. She does. She did last year. She changes. Who's got a funny story since it's Memorial Day that they want to share? Hold on. God.
It's on the farm page. So anyone who's listening can go and check out the video of Gabby riding on the back of the truck.
I swear you won't be disappointed. It's just her riding on the back of the truck on the toolbox. That's it. But it's like...
It was like... It's like hilarious. I said, she's never done that. So first time for everything.
Right? Like, oh my God. I had to show my mom, obviously. I called her in here just to show her that short video of Gabby. I was like, first off, I got to show you this video that Google just sent us.
Honestly, I'm like, in my head, as I'm recording, I'm like, how long am I supposed to record this for? Because she was on there for like 5 minutes.
Really?
So I only took like 40 seconds that I recorded.
I figured like after you put the phone away or something, she done something different and got in or you guys pulled her in, but she stayed on there for a while. Huh?
Yeah, she stayed on there.
That's hilarious. Like, that's crazy. That's great.
I mean, we were on the plus side. We were only driving from a Home Depot over to whatever grocery store is there. So it's like through the parking lot. So it's not like we were on a road, but still.
Can you imagine if she had sat there the whole time back to the farm?
It was just so funny. She, like I said, normally she runs to the window to come inside. Nope, not today.
From the window to the toolbox. Gabby just sat there then. Anyway.
I saw her stand on the hood and stare six down one time.
So he
couldn't leave.
I wish the last time he was here, I had my tablet out because he put her on the back of the chair that he usually sits on and he went to the bathroom. And she looked at me and she looked at the bathroom and I could tell what she was getting ready to do. I said, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Gabby?" And she looked back at me and she looked down and she started climbing down the chair and she got all the way down to the floor. And as soon as he got to the sink, she stopped like a statue. Like, if I don't move, he can't see me. he said something and she waddled a little bit. And I guess she heard him turn the faucet off and she stopped again. Like, he don't see me. If I move, he'll see me. If I don't, he won't.
She's fast.
She is. That is the fastest bird I've ever seen when they walk.
Like all you have to do is turn your head for a second. All Six has to do when he gets somewhere and she's in the truck with him, all he has to do is get out of the truck, not pay attention for like a second, and she's down on the floorboard tearing up the paper towels.
Was it this last trip he was on or the trip prior that he said he had the pizza box on the top of the trash and she made her way down the cage into the trash, opened the box, got a piece of pizza out, pulled it all the way back up to her cage, dropped it, went all the way back down and pulled it all the way back up.
That was the last trip.
Yep. I'm not talking like a piece of pizza, like he ate it and then it was a full slice of pizza that she carried up to her little perch. Like, what the hell?
She's so crazy. Oh my God. Yeah.
That's great.
She makes me wonder.
Like, you see this stuff on like movies and shows and people record shit and then it happens to you and you're like, they're actually like this.
Yep. Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy.
Oh my god,
it's crazy.
So what have you guys done for Memorial Day, Google? Anything?
No, I've been trying to catch up on schoolwork. The summer semester has started. Holy shit. This is a 5-week course, but there's so much stuff. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, all right. So, well,
the next time you're on Derek's Talk, you can tell everybody about it because you were supposed to Saturday and you weren't here. Oh. It's like you said you would be here Saturday. You weren't here, but you were here today. Sergeant Wardog said he would be here today, and he hasn't shown up for either of them. And we're starting to wonder if he took way too many acid stickers. He's tripping on his trip where he went and took a trip to Texas. That is more than a trip since he took acid. Yeah. Anyway. Let's see. Miss Thester, what have you done today for Memorial Day, if anything?
The only thing I've been doing is letting dogs in and out all day.
There's so many things that could mean. Like, so many things. In our little world, yes. Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you got to come on with us. I tried to email Noggs, but apparently his email is wrong on Patreon. I was going to message him, but I figured he'd be here in the chat room, but he's not. So I guess we can't bring him in the Zoom. because I was like, he can be on with us tonight. But oh well, you snooze, you lose, Knox. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Knox. When he hears the podcast, it's great having you on. It's been a minute.
Yeah, life gets crazy around here.
How have things been?
It's been good. It's been a busy weekend. My nephew also graduated high school on Saturday. So we had his graduation Saturday and had a graduation party for him yesterday. So
did you hire strippers?
No, not yet. That's when he graduates college.
Oh, that sucks. I mean, just putting that out there. Start them while they're young.
Get your kids bowling. Get them off the streets and into the alleys. Right.
I think I'm the only one that laughed at that, that actually got it. Everybody else is like, dad joke.
If you can find a fucking bowling alley anymore.
I think, I don't even know if ours is still up in the one we went to when I was a kid. Spent a lot of time there. A lot of time. So, let's see. Actually, Google, how's DV6 doing? Because I know he'd been sick and he literally has not been over it that long with his death, sickness, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
His near-death experience with COVID.
Yeah. The pain points to the side, his actual sicknesses.
Oh, man. He's all right. I mean, you know.
He won't admit
it. He's starting to feel more normal.
He won't admit
it. I don't know if this is good or bad, because your normal is not, like, normal.
He won't admit it, but he's, like, Gandalf's age. So, yeah, that plays a huge role.
He's getting up there.
Oh, my gosh.
Working on it.
I try to tell him that, and he's like, no, that's not it. And I'm like, you idiot.
Everybody even says that everything gets worse as he gets older.
He did admit that the other day when we were on the phone for, what was it, an hour and a half. He did admit that. But everything else, he was trying to put off on something else, you know, like pain or just the days are so much shorter. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No. I know. I mean, I don't really blame him.
I mean, you know? I think at some point you need to be like, yep, I'm fucking old. I am grandfather material at this point. I mean, technically speaking.
I'm going to hell.
I'm going to hell. Sorry.
You ageist bastard.
Oh my God. It's like my mom the other day. She's like, when you get my age, I was like, look, I've got a 90-year-old body. I am already beyond your age.
When people ask me how old I am, I'm like, physically or mentally? Which one?
I love the people that think DV6 and I are around the same age. Because that's fucking hilarious. That's just, that's great. I think the best part about when DV6 and I were out, it's been a few years ago, we went to the Mount Airy Meat Center. And obviously I'm in a wheelchair and my mom's pushing me. Well, everybody treats me like I'm a disabled, deaf, dumb and blind kid. Hey, honey. Like shit like that, right? Anyway, we check out at the cash register and DD6 goes out to his truck and does his thing. And I can't remember what all he does, but my mom takes the groceries out to our car and does her thing. And while they're outside, I'm sitting inside waiting on them to come back. And the lady comes up, she's like 70 years old. She goes, that old man left his cell phone up here. Can you give it to him? I tried so hard not to lose it because I was like, she just called six an old man. He's going to love that one. When I told him that, the look on his face, it was just like, it was basically like telling him he wasn't a man. He just went so fucking white.
You should have said, Grandpa Six, here's your phone. Played along right with it, you know?
It was so great. He was like, I'm not old. She's older than I am.
Yep. Oh my Isn't that God. The same lady that was like, oh, bless your heart?
Yes. Yes. It is.
Oh.
She is. She's got to be in her 70s. Like, you can tell about 5 or 8 years for most people. And she had to have been late 60s, early 70s. And she's calling him an old man. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is great. This is great. Anyway. Sorry, I got a message from Betsy. She said that where they're going, they have no signals. She hates that she couldn't stay. But she kept getting dropped anyway, so she just stayed out the last time. She was taking the family somewhere, but she had fun. She loves you guys. Sorry. Thought I'd update you. So where do you guys want to take it? Let me know. Come on, tell me. Go in.
Well, speaking of old, I've been up since 4 this morning, so I'm going to have to bow out because unfortunately, my 165-pound lap dog wakes up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I've been up since 5, I think.
That's about when I go to bed.
I think I got off the computer at what, 3? Oink, something till 3.
Yeah, something like that. Close to your time anyway.
Yeah, so I'm there with you guys.
It's only 11:30, 12 o'clock mine.
If you want to get semantic about it.
I mean, I slept in today from 6 until 7.
Yes.
But I am going to say, I haven't slept
past 5 a.m. for years.
It's funny because sometimes JJ and I will message each other at a random time in the morning and we'll already be up and we'll read the message and we won't answer each other until like 8 or 9. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. Is there anything you want to let everybody know, JJ, before you go, brother?
Well, y'all can all help me buy the house. How can you do that? Go to my website, wildtiewoodturning.com, and buy my shit. I've got some very, very nice pens available right now. And I got a freaking laser so I can engrave things like pens. So, yeah, check it out. Buy my shit. Help me make sure I have closing costs. I got 3 weeks to pull that shit out my ass.
3 weeks. That's great. Thanks for the notice.
I'm excited as hell, but at the same time, I'm like, holy shit, 3 weeks and I close. And then I've got about a week and a half. I've got 10 days to get the fuck out of this place, you know? So
oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm going to be packing all month. 20
bucks,
obviously.
20 bucks, brother.
Right.
All right, brother.
I mean, I'm not gay, but.
I mean, if you had seen Tattooed Freaks meet earlier, I mean, you'd been like, hey, yeah, gay well, or not, I am, that's some juicy meat.
Hey, no, I wasn't talking about my hot meat, my moist hot meat, but I did pork burnt ends for dinner and they turned out freaking amazing.
Nice.
So, yeah. I do want to add, aside from Southern Vet Sweets, which obviously we found in other places, but he's on TikTok. I found a veteran who does barbecue. It's a bearded barbecue man on TikTok, and his shit's really good. I used his dry rub on the moist burnt ends that I made today, and bearded barbecue. You should check him out. He's Air Force vet. He's somewhere in, I think he's in Colorado Springs. So check him out because he's got good shit. He has a mustard and bourbon based dry rub that is
really super good, like amazing. Should get him on the radio.
We might have to. Before you go, JJ, for everybody that's listening, Mike Guardia couldn't be on tonight, but he sent us a voice clip. It's not long. It's about 30 seconds. I haven't heard it. I just made sure it would run earlier, and then I stopped it. But let's listen to that really quick. And before you go, you can hear it too, JJ. So here we go.
To the DV family and all my brothers and sisters in arms, this is Mike Guardia, proud Army veteran and proud to be an occasional guest on the DV Radio podcast. I want to give a shout out to all my fellow veterans who are listening tonight and take this time to pay tribute to our brothers and sisters who have given the last full measure of devotion. Their bravery and their sacrifice will never be forgotten. Have a happy Memorial Day.
Nice. That was Mike Guardia. He's our brother. If you guys didn't catch his last time that he was on with us, he has a book out right now. It's called The Combat Diaries, The True Stories from the Frontline of World War II. You can grab it now. It's got so many amazing stories about your blue collar farmers, celebrities, all kinds of people, lawyers that were soldiers in World War II. They were just everyday people fighting for the country. So go check that out. Mike Guardia, The Combat Diaries. And I wanted you to hear that too, JJ, because I know you like Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, brother. Anyway, his book's on sale on Amazon Kindle right now too.
Oh, so sweet. I'll have to check it out. All right. Well, have a great night, guys. Thanks for letting me come and hang out. And yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I look forward to this show every Memorial Day because it usually is a bright light at the end of a rough day. So
real quick, yeah. Before you get out of here, JJ, I'm looking at your website. I have to ask because some people don't. Do you still have that cherry bowl that's on there?
Probably. If it's okay, on there, I probably have it.
I'm about to buy one because I'm going to start because I've got a cherry maple butcher block cutting board I take all my pictures on. So I've been thinking about getting a wood bowl anyway to put on top of that to start doing all my pictures on. I just want to make sure you had it before I bought it.
So well, it should be there. It should if it's there on the website, but I don't. You know what? Message me somewhere else. Message me on Instagram. Because I'm starting to box stuff up, so I need to see which bowl it is. And I'll let you know if I have it or if I don't have it, I definitely have some bowls available right now, like ready to ship.
Yeah. It's something similar to that. I guess when I buy it, you know, you'll see it, but I just want something to start putting message my nuts into to start taking pictures.
Yeah. I mean, you said cherry and I'm sitting here thinking there's walnut. I have to know which bowl you're talking about. I think I still have it. I think I have a cherry bowl right here. No, nope, that's not cherry. That's
rosewood. This is a 7x2.
7x2 cherry bowl. I might not have that. Message me on Instagram. Let me go look at my website. Cause yeah, I've had so few sales. I don't know what I have floating around. Oh, it might be that bowl. Message me on Instagram and we'll hook it up.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, and for what it's worth, it says it's $45. I don't know if that narrows it down to you.
I have no clue. I have to go look at my we'll website. Figure it out. I make so many bowls. I don't know what I have when I have it. I have to go pay. I hate doing that website, all that shit, all that. I just want to make art. So I don't always know what I have available or what I don't. But message me on Instagram. We'll figure it out.
All right.
All right. Thanks, man. Yep. Have a good evening, all.
Have a good one, brother. Thanks for coming on. All right now, baby. Okay. So, Ike, what's on your mind, brother? Hello.
Oinky. No, I'm here. Sorry. Fucking on mute. My son was in.
I was wondering. I was like,
he's over here playing video games. So I had to. Yeah, my bad. No, Memorial Day, I think we covered it pretty well on Saturday night. But I mean, it's a time of, you know, of remembrance. You know what I'm saying? It's a time to reflect on those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we have today. You know, it's not about the barbecues. I mean, yes, it is a time to come together and celebrate those lives and remember the good times. But, you know, it's not something we should be gloomed and doomed about, but at the same time, pay the respect, take the time to take that moment of silence and, you know, thank those brothers and sisters that are no longer here with us that, you know, couldn't come home. You know, it's definitely a somber day. It's not a happy day for most people. I think we covered that pretty well as, you know, Saturday night as well. But, you know, it's one of those things that I think it touches everybody, you know, touches everybody a little bit differently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody has their ways and their traditions and et cetera, et cetera. And that's perfectly fine. But, like we said earlier, Saturday, and then when Mayhem was speaking and then just what you said, I think, its true meaning still needs to, quote unquote prevail, if that makes sense. I think it needs to,
yep,
it needs to be the top echelon of the highlights of today.
And I think JJ touched on a little bit there earlier too, when he was talking about, you know, the whole education. I think we covered that again Saturday night. If they want to go back and listen to the podcast on that one, but I think education played a huge part of it in schools today. You know, they don't teach the meaning and the actual history of why we have Memorial Day, you know, mm-hmm. Veterans Day and all the other, you know, different holidays and the true meanings of those, you know. And of course, if they're not being taught in schools, you know, what are the parents doing? I mean, like I said, I also mentioned that me and my wife, we kind of failed in that with our kids, but I mean, they kind of know it though too, being, you know, a military brat, if that's what you want to call them.
Right.
But, you know, it's just one of those things. I think as a community as a whole, as a veteran community as well, you know, if we got out there and spoke about it a little bit more, was a little more vocal on it, in a nice, polite way. I mean, don't get rude if you can help it, mm-hmm. you know, but, like I said, it's just something I think that's a lack of education. And the media, again, I think was touched on that they play a huge role in it as, you know, happy Memorial Day and let's go barbecue. And as you're out camping, and it dilutes it. If you know what I'm saying, it dilutes the true meaning.
Yeah. And I know people will say, you know, but veterans say it too. I think it's different coming from a veteran. Personally, I could be wrong. Cause usually they say something that tells you, yeah, they truly understand what it's about. But I think they're happy means, you know, try to get over the slump. If you need anything, yep, holler at me. That's my takeaway when a veteran says it. But we won't go into that. We don't need to. let's see. Yeah. Don't know what else. Southern Vet Suites is still running the, is it giveaway?
Yes, Xbox Series X.
You want to talk about that for me?
Well, we'll just talk about that, not the fucking troll out there that about ruined it for us. But, you know, anyway, yeah, you know, it's just thought I'd try and do a thing to help promote a little bit of sales from my site, but also make some money for y'all for the farm. You know, every bag of pecans purchased is a free entry. But I'm also, for the last leg of it, I've got those shirts on the site. Every shirt bought, I'll do a free entry into it as well. And the shirts, if you buy them solo, it's free shipping. So if you go in and buy just a shirt, it gets free shipping. And that's an entry into the Xbox giveaway. But
I'm sorry. The only thing I could think of when you said solo was Solo Cup. But sorry. Yeah. It's just that I was like, Red Solo Cup?
If you buy it by itself, alone, on its own, nothing else, is that good enough for you?
I mean, I don't care how you say it. It's just that's the first thing that came to mind.
If you buy just a shirt, because it's just, the site charges $12 flat rate shipping for everything else. But I don't want people to have to pay $12 flat rate for a shirt that's going to cost me just like $4 to throw in a little small box and ship. So we got to set it up to where if you buy just the shirt by itself, it's free shipping. But like I said, those will also be a free entry because I'm going to donate $2 as well for the shirts, for every shirt sold. But there's only like 30 days left. Well, the end of the month is when I will cut it off. And then I'm doing the drawing on like July 2nd or 3rd, I think, somewhere around there. Cool. And of course, you know, $2 if everyone gets donated to the farm.
and Chris Santos of Affinity Incorporated will be matching those donations. So if you want to make it a few million dollars, he will match those donations. And he said he doesn't care what it makes. He'll match it. So let's hold such word. Oh, God.
He said no man or no cap.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
No cap.
Yep.
You guys got to make it happen. Make it happen.
Get, so our mission is to find out what his cap is.
That's the true thing about this whole thing. That's what we want to see. We want to see how much money Chris actually has.
It ain't to raise money for the. It is to raise money for the farm, but the main
reason behind
now
it,
for the last 30 days is to find out just how committed he is.
I want to help you guys.
Hey, some of us, we just raised 250 grand for them. Where's our match, man?
Yeah, he's like, I want to help you guys. I'm like, do you? That's southernvetsuites.com. Go check him out. If it says it's high risk, it is not. He had some problems not too long ago. They have everything fixed, but it hasn't went through the entire algorithmic bullshit. Yeah, so
you may have fixed for the most part. There's still a few people that. And if it does, and you're on Google Chrome, just update your browser.
Not only that, check, you know, security firewalls and clear history and cookies and all that bullshit. And I know that's a headache for some people, but it actually helps, believe it or not, because if you went to a site that was high risk and you didn't clear your history or your cookies, and then you go back to it again and it's fixed, it's still going to tell you it's high risk because it's still using memory from the last time. So... July 3rd,
I'm actually launching a whole new website. So hopefully that will just completely fix everything. I'm having, you know, just whoever this troll was is cost me a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's not your fault. I know you feel really bad about it, but it's not your fault. Shit happens, man. It's the way it is. It's life. I mean,
I hope it was a competitor and not a troll, because like I said, it just means that somebody thinks I'm better than them for once.
I mean, either way, they obviously can't do what you can do, so they are obviously jealous, whether it's a troll or not. So
the thing is, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just throw a bunch of shit together and bake it, and sometimes it comes out good.
Right.
But like, I just made this new bread tonight. I don't know how it's going to be. I haven't tried it yet.
But yeah, for those wondering,
volunteer.
SouthernBetSuites.com is not high risk. It is completely trusted. We wouldn't be telling you that if it wasn't. So go check them out.
Hey, Jason, is there a number we can call? Because I'm not doing the farce book thing anymore, and I'm still not getting through.
Email or something?
You can email me.
Okay.
I don't have my number out because, well, I mean, there should be a Google number on there, but just to be honest, I don't ever freaking answer it because it still comes home. But email would be the best way. But if you email me, then, you know, I will just like set it up through like, I don't know, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal or something.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem for me, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Or also there's a few items that are also on my Etsy shop. I don't get much traffic on there. It's not all the items that are on my website, but there are a few items on there as well.
Cool. Well, I've already got the winning tickets for the Xbox. You promised me that last time. So that's taken care of, brother. I appreciate that, though.
Or just so you know, I don't write the names of the people in the back of it. So sorry, I can't help you out on that. I just write your order number. And I don't know your order number. But I promise I will. I know I'm not going to promise, but I will tell you there is one person that bought like 25 bags. So they've definitely got a large portion of the tickets in the box right now.
They weren't located in New England, were they?
No, they were in Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Cause I was like, I bet I know one person that would have done it because he literally went and bought some while I was talking to him. He bought some more. He's like, they're so fucking good, man. I need to get some more. And he literally bought some more. I was like, sweet. If anybody's wondering where Carla went, she had messaged us in Zoom earlier. She said Penny was being real needy and she had to go. But she wanted to let everybody know, have a nice, relaxing rest of your day.
Well, I'm probably about to hop off in just a minute myself. I told Oink I'd only be about an hour.
Yeah, I think it's about time to wind it down. I was just getting ready to say that. So with that being said.
I'm like, man, I'm fucking falling asleep. This is I'm getting old.
You're boring. You're boring, man. You're putting her to sleep.
No, it's not.
No,
I'm telling you, I'm done with this fucking summer shit.
I'm gonna tell you what.
It's not even like hot.
Google can be like, I'm going to bed after this, and we'll get done with the show, and we'll spend like half an hour talking about nonsensical bullshit, and then we're like, oh damn, we've been here for like 2 hours. I need to get up in the morning. I need to go to bed. Bye bye. For everybody listening, I'll go through everybody and get some last words and thoughts from you. But for those listening here live or on podcast, when we end the show, we're not going to do the normal outro. We're going to do the Spartan Pledge with Boone Cutler and then follow that by Tap. So if you don't want to hear either one of those, you need to cut it after you hear me say my outro, because I'll be the last one speaking. So with that said, we'll start with Miss Fester. Any last words for our wonderful listeners and host here? It's great to have you back on. I hate that Noggs didn't have his email set up right on Patreon so he could be on with us tonight. But you have the floor, Miss Fester.
Main thing for me is just want to say thank you to all of you for your service. Because I was not in the military, but y'all were. So thank you. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being Mama Fester. We love you. Next, we'll go to Mr. Jason Autry, Southern Best Sweets. Last words, brother.
Everybody knows the thing I always like to say is check on your friends. You know, if somebody's sick, go visit them. If they're in the hospital, go visit them. Just check in on them. It takes 2 seconds. If you can't take 5 seconds out of your day just to say hi, how are you doing, then you know, it's just check on your battles. That's my biggest thing. You know, even if it's I'm just dropping in to see how you're holding up, you know, something simple. 100%. Check on your buddies.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. I back that 150 billion%. No joke. Next, let's see. Let's go to Google. Since she's
about and also real quick, places. Let's help Chris break the bank. So
yeah.
Just keep that on a side note.
Google.
So I forget who said this, but someone on TV was asked, like a veteran was asked, how we can honor those who have fallen. And his answer was live your life to the best of your ability and make it worth their death. Which I know is kind of like sad, but at the same time,
it's true.
It's true. But us being the best that we can be makes their sacrifice worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Enjoy life. Don't take anything for granted. Be grateful and thankful. Mayhem, brother, it's great that you're on tonight. Thank you for coming on, honestly. I was actually, if you had been in chat, I was going to see if you wanted to come on. I was going to get Tattoo Freak to come in, and then he just fucking disappeared out of no fucking where. I was literally typing, and he just vanished. And I was like, okay, I guess he's not getting on the show. But any last words for our listeners and us, brother?
Well, Tattoo the Meat Master. You know how he is. He's in and out all the time.
Definitely. Definitely.
I just want to thank you guys for inviting me, having me on, chatting for a while, getting a chance to update about the race team and what's going on in my world. Just remember, Six, he thought I was like 32 when he first met me.
Yeah. Let me tell you, his mind was fucking blown when he got to my house. He was like, that one guy that helped us. I was like, Mayhem? Yeah, he's fucking older than I am. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, his jaw hit the ground and you're fucking old. Yes. I was like, well, hell, that's a good greeting, I guess.
Right.
But, I just want to wish blessings for health and happiness and prosperity, especially in these hard times for everybody. Remember, there are people that you can call on when shit gets dark, when things hit the fan, and especially don't just think it's your life. You know, it's just going on in your life. A lot of people are facing the same thing. So reach out, ask somebody for help. Always, like Jason said, check your battles.
And Smear is always that one guy's here, Operation Zero. They're a good group.
Definitely. Definitely. Last, but definitely not the least, Mike.
You know, Memorial Day is a time to pay homage to those that we've lost before. And just to say something from Ms. Fester, your family as a whole served as a firefighters, and let's pay homage to those as well, because let's be honest, those brothers and sisters on that EMS and fire teams, they pay the ultimate sacrifice just like we do. So thank you. Thank your family. And other than that, if you guys are, like everybody said tonight, if you need to reach out, check out objectivezero.org, either on your Android or iOS device, even on the computer. You can get in there anytime and find an ambassador willing to talk to you about a variety of things. And then you can search by MOS, by male, female, whatever the case may be. But objectivezero.org is the place to go to if you ever need someone to talk to at any time.
Yes.
I feel like shit because I called them Operation Zero.
It happens to all of us, man. We'd all do it every once in a while. But yes, objectivezero.org.
Yeah, I've literally typed it in before by accident. It's, yeah, we all fuck it up. It's actually an inside joke now. Yes, everything everybody said. It's one of those days. You try to have fun. You try not to get too dark, but it happens. If you're drinking, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. Be safe. Thank everybody for listening. Don't forget that we love you. We're family. Motherfuckers, family, right? But seriously, thank you for listening. Hope you all enjoyed everything going on this weekend with your families, your friends. You got to reminisce. You didn't forget the true meaning behind today, Memorial Day. Like I said, we'll play the Spartan Pledge, and then Taps will be the absolute last thing you'll hear. So if you don't want to hear either of those, you can go ahead and cut us off. I totally understand that 100%. But for everybody, Carla, JJ, Mayhem, Faster, Google, Jason, Oik, who am I forgetting? Brad, who didn't get to show up because he was shitting his guts out.
Betsy.
Betsy. How did the fuck did I forget Miss Betsy? Tattoo Freak, who is a dick and just vanished from fucking chat when I was literally typing out, do you want to be on the show? I'm Boner Wood. You just heard the Memorial Day Barracks Party right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until this Saturday when we come back for Barracks Talk. We love you. Bye-bye, fucksicles.
Okay, listen up. Before we start this, understand what it is. The Spartan Pledge is a battle drill. It's what to do when you don't know what to do. Remember that. I will be the last to fall. Two things every warfighter needs. I won't shed a tear for them to see. Is a battle buddy and a mission. I won't have your name to call. I will be the last to fall. Repeat after me. I will not take my own life by my own hand.
I will not take my own life by my own hand.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first.
My mission is to find a mission.
To help my warfighter family. Thank you. You've now taken the Spartan Pledge. Don't let it die here. You are now authorized to go and tell other people, other warfighters. You don't take it for yourself, you take it for them. It's an agreement so they know where to go when they're having problems. Take this, go give it to others. All the way. Make it happen. I will be the last to fall. go give it to others. Make it happen.
Radio.